This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for October 9th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. The worldwide debut of the new season of Doctor Who, featuring the first female Doctor, played by Jodie Whittaker, was a resounding success in the UK. In its new Sunday evening time slot, the show garnered a 40% share of the TV audience, getting more views than the initial episodes of the previous three incarnations of the Doctor. For more about the new Doctor Who, listen to the latest episode of The Secrets of Doctor Who on SQPN.com. A clinical trial in China has found a new method of saving children from tooth loss from a dental injury. Currently, if an immature permanent tooth gets damaged, it can die due to tissue and root damage. But the new treatment uses stem cells harvested from the child's own baby teeth to regrow the damaged tissues, saving the tooth. Of course, the stem cells need to be extracted from baby teeth still in the child's mouth, not those harvested by the tooth fairy. The treatment is not yet open to clinical trials in the U.S. A Japanese spacecraft has landed two tiny rovers on the surface of an asteroid, and those rovers have sent back a handful of images from the surface. The Hayabusa 2 spacecraft rendezvoused with the Ryugu asteroid and sent the 7-inch hopping rovers to the surface in September. A larger lander is due to land this month, and an explosive will blast open a crater next spring for a look inside. Hayabusa 2 will then bring samples back to Earth in 2020. In 1992, the Pepsi Company wanted to expand its market share in the Philippines against the dominant Coca-Cola by creating a promotion that gave away money based on prizes found under winning bottle caps. But due to a computer error at the bottling company, instead of 2 grand prize winning caps, there were 800,000 of them printed, offering the equivalent of $40,000 each to the bears, which was a life-changing amount of money for most Filipinos. When Pepsi refused to honor the caps bearing the winning 349 code, people were outraged. There were riots, picketing, death threats, and lawsuits. Delivery trucks were attacked, corporate offices burned. Even a teacher and a student were killed by a wayward bomb. In the end, the protests eventually faded, Pepsi's sales rebounded, and the last lawsuits were tossed out in 2008. And that was the official end of the Pepsi Philippines War. According to legend, St. Bernard of Clairvaux asked Jesus what was his greatest unknown suffering, and the Lord replied that the wound in his shoulder from carrying the cross to the crucifixion was most painful. He then asked St. Bernard to keep a devotion to the shoulder wound, to ask for graces through its virtues and the merits it gained. Other saints also venerated the shoulder wound of Christ, including St. Padre Pio, who bore the wounds of the stigmata, including that shoulder wound. And that's the StarQuest Headline Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. I'm Dom Bettinelli.